There you go, that's Tom Waits in a song called Closing Time. And on the line now I have Natalie Mayano Gonzalez, and she's director of the Dublin Flamenco Festival. Good afternoon, Natalie. How are you?
Hola, Noel. Buenas tardes.
Hello. And this is the fifth year now, so give us some of the highlights.
It is. It's our fifth edition. We're kicking off next week on the 10th of October with a great conference about one of the greatest flamenco dancers, Mario Maya. So we have a Spanish journalist traveling from Spain to tell us about this amazing artist who was also a close friend. So I expect there'll be a lot of nice stories. So this is to get us a bit in the mood and how flamenco started and who were the pioneers to make it evolve as an art form. So we're splitting the festival across different weekends just to give everybody a bit of something. We then have some family taster classes. So on the 17th of October, we're inviting kids and their family to join some free dance tasters. So people are welcome to dress up, and we'll be doing a bit of percussion, a bit of dancing. So it will be a fun Saturday. And then we're going to finish up with our highlight show. Mercedes Ruiz, who's a fabulous dancer from Jerez de la Frontera, will be performing at the Helix on Saturday, 24th of October. And we're really bringing the purest flamenco. So it's going to be dance, guitar, and singing, which are the three elements of flamenco. It all started with the singing, then the dancer came in, and then the guitar was brought on last. So I expect a really traditional show with a real flavor from Jerez, which is a specific passionate way of dancing and expressing. So so we're really excited about the artists we're bringing this year.
Okay, is there a part of Spain that it originally came from itself, and how old are we talking about?
Flamenco started, well, it started commercially, I guess, in the 1800s, so towards the end, you know, with the Cafés Cantantes, where flamenco became a way to actually become a show and generate money. But, you know, it has a lot of influences that are difficult to trace, but with Indian immigration, and there's a lot of different elements that made it what it is now. But in the last few years, it's really evolved as an amazing art form, and people study flamenco, and what you see on the stages worldwide is really a lot of hard work, and most artists would come from a very traditional background, and they evolve towards more contemporary approaches, but staying true to the origin. So it's an old art form, but not as old as others when you think about
yes,
it.
Yeah.
It is from Andalusia originally, as we know flamenco today.
And is it it's a form of ballet to an extent, because it does tell a story as distinct from other commercial or contemporary dance.
Yeah, like I said, flamenco started with the singing. So whatever the lyrics in the songs are saying, the dance is going to portray that. So flamenco can be very happy and exuberant, but it can be very dark and sad as well. So there's so many different rhythms and types of songs, and the dance reflects that. So it's very much linked to the singing. And I know some people who don't speak Spanish, they feel that, you know, you can, myself, I don't understand Irish, but, you know, if I were to listen to a Shannon singer singing in Irish, I would feel what is painful or what is happy. So there's a lot of interaction, and that's what's great about flamenco. And you know, you can really perceive as you want, and you can really identify yourself.
As I say, it's like an opera, the Italian opera. A lot of people go to that. Don't understand a word, but they know what it's all about. And the costume is part of it as well. Was that did that evolve with it?
It is actually part of it, and the accessories in costume are coming back. They're really in fashion. So Mercedes Ruiz is gonna use the mandong, which is the big shawl that they use to swing around. And it is linked, again, to the different types of dance. So sometimes they use the shawl, sometimes the fan, sometimes the castagnettes. And, you know, it is part of the dance. And they're very difficult to use, actually. Dancing with a knotted accessory, it's, you know, on top of the footwork and the arm movements, it's really amazing to watch.
It is. Now, when the festival started, Natalie, it wasn't 2 weeks, was it? Did it always start at 2 weeks, or has it grown since it started?
It's grown in the sense that we have a bigger audience. You know, what is true for everybody in the art field is the lack of funding is making it more and more difficult to pursue. We're a non-profit organization. We do this because we're passionate about it, and the artists we work with are amazing. So we do whatever we can to bring them. But when we started, we did bring a lot of artists. I think it was near 30 people performing over 2 weekends. But so we're bringing it back to the roots, and we're still offering some educational aspects, and then a real flamenco show, like with really good artists that are recognized around the world. But we're staying true to ourselves. We want to keep doing it, and even if financially it's tough and we don't get enough funding or even private sponsoring, because everybody can help, we stay true to what we want to bring, which is great flamenco, really good quality from Spain, so that the Irish audiences don't have to travel to Andalusia to see it.
Indeed, it's terrific. And if you can't afford to go away, you can get the taste of the country. And I mean, when you see flamenco, it makes you warm anyway, so it feels like there's a heavy lot of sun out there. And there is beginner courses here as well. Have they grown as well over the past 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of dance classes that we do, you know, we get so many different students from different nationalities, and people are really good. Like, even people who only start, you can feel that it's something, it's a part of them that they're exploring. And flamenco is great at any age. It's not as rigid as other art forms. When you want to dance as a hobby, I'd say, you know, professionally it's very difficult, obviously, but it's something that everybody can bring their own little something, you know. And I myself teach beginners sometimes when I have time. Okay. And you know, it always makes me so happy to see how people express themselves, and that's what flamenco is, really, expressing something and in your own way. And you know, it doesn't matter what shape you are, what age you are, it's really about what you feel and how you can conduct that with the technique, obviously. But
and also it's a dance, I think, like Irish dances, it can be formed solo or it can be formed in a small group or a large group as well, depends on the story, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And the solo part is quite important, actually. But in a way, you're dancing on your own, but with a group, and you know, you're feeling that energy. And my biggest classes are the ones that have more energy. And actually, around classes, we'll be doing a flash mob. So we're currently updating our website with the details. So if anybody out there wants to join a flash mob, we'll be doing some rehearsals in the next couple of weekends, and they're welcome to join. The moves will be very basic, but it's going to be a fun way to get a first introduction to flamenco, let's say.
So is that the same website as for the festival, Dublin, flamencofestival.com?
Exactly.
That's dublinflamencofestival.com. What were you talking about there? You used the word flash mob, is that what you said?
Oh yeah, we're going to be doing some impromptu dancing in the streets of Dublin. So people should watch out for some crazy flamenco dancers starting to take up the streets in the next couple of weeks.
So you can just appear anywhere. Is that the way it is? You just pop up?
Yeah, exactly.
Great, that sounds great. And that's between the 10th and the 25th as well.
Yeah.
And mostly, will it be mostly evenings, I assume.
Yeah, there will be some weekend, but it will be a couple of evenings as well. Yeah, okay. We'll, if you watch the website and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, we'll be posting about it a lot in the next couple of days, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have another success on your hands, Natalie. And congratulations and everything. And I'll give all that information out in the course of the programme. But again, congratulations on the festival. And look forward to seeing the flash mobs at the course of travelling in on the weekends. Thank you very much. Bye.
Gracias, Noel.
Bye. Bye, gracias.